Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the middle. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the drive.
It's our time. Everybody's scream.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She looks forward to the gross and horrifying things of Halloween, yet I've never seen her wear a scary costume.
Ever. And with me today is my exceptionally beautiful counterpiece. Are you my counterpiece?
Sure.
Are you my bees? Normally, you know her as
Amy Nichols.
But today she is Aubrey Hepburn, and guess who forgot to write an intro, but I just want to wish you a very happy Halloween.
Aw, happy Halloween.
Yeah, so a little behind the curtain. I don't know if anybody has caught on to this yet or not, but we're podcasters, not pros, and we write out the intros because that makes it so much easier, because what am I supposed to just say about you off the bat?
Yeah.
A lot. There's a lot I could say.
I'm not creative. I need time.
But I love your outfit today.
Oh, thank you.
So you are Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. She is Holly Golightly in a movie called Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the black dress and the pearls and the bun on the top of the head and the little cigarette holder. So
that's have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
I haven't either.
No.
But she's still iconic. Everybody knows exactly who she is. And she became even more relevant, I guess, because I don't think she's irrelevant. But they had a big party this year for Big Little Lies. That was a big book out and then a series on HBO. And they had an Audrey Hepburn party.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a lot of fun.
Her and Elvis. Any form of those two.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went... there were a couple almost things that I did this morning, but I decided to go with this one because it was pretty easy. But I thought about going as Jason because I knew Part-Time Justin was going to come in as like a gruesome kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to go as Jason from
Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that either. Anyway, so I was going to come as him with the hockey mask and the machete. I was like, I had a real machete. There's no way.
A real one?
That's all I have. So I was like, no.
What do you use a machete for?
I will get in trouble if I come to work with
but
a machete.
But what is the point of a machete besides murdering people? That's the only thing I know that you use it for.
Well, Josh takes it when he goes hunting. So I'm sure he can like hack a head off of a deer or something if he ever killed anything, but he never does.
I was about to say, wait, Josh hunts?
Cause... He hunts, but he only shoots like snakes because he's had the chance to shoot a deer and he's just looking at this beautiful creature and he's like, can't do it. This is my husband. Sorry. I can't do it. I can't kill this beautiful thing. And he always lets it go. And he ends up killing the creature that's like gross and sick and devilish.
So he kills what's easy.
Yeah.
But then he lets a beautiful thing go. I get it, though. I could not be a hunter, but I can damn sure eat the food, though.
Oh,
that's why I was surprised you told me Josh is a hunter.
Yeah.
Like if he does, you need to feed me.
Oh, no, he doesn't ever catch anything. Unless he wants some snake.
No, I'm good. And I am dressed. You said I never dress scary, which is true, but I did dress sexy today.
You did. You are a cute little bunny with purple pop heels and little purple vest. I think you're the Easter bunny. There's like chickens.
I'm the Easter bunny for sure.
There's little chickens and eggs on your vest.
But I decided, so it's a full-on like furry costume, but I decided I'm never sexy for Halloween. I'm only funny or furry or both. So I put on heels instead of putting on regular shoes. And that's how I made it sexy.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be sexy for Halloween.
Of course. Yeah. That's the only time that I really think it's acceptable. I mean, worldwide. I don't think it's worldwide. I don't know if anyone besides Americans do that. Do they?
I don't know. That's a good question. We could Google it, but why?
I'll just say it's fact. Okay.
So I did feel pretty awkward going to the group bathroom today. Because I have to take off my entire suit and then some of it's like hanging on the floor. But nobody walked in while we were in the bathroom. There was nothing bad going on either. But still, I'm just like, man, if something embarrassing was to happen, or if I had to like go to the bathroom, there'd be no hiding.
Yeah, because it's an awkward moment.
Yeah, I have costume on the floor. Like, oh, I wonder who that is in that stall.
You're for sure naked under there.
Oh, but today is Halloween.
Yes.
And we're almost all Halloweened out because we did Halloween over the weekend.
Yeah, but, you know, I really like this time of year. It's fun. It's fun for me and the kids. And, yeah.
I have been Halloween horror movie binging. Not all of it's been great, but I've been plowing through some horror movies.
I don't think I've seen anything like this year at all.
I started with Bad and then got really bad. I started off with Human Centipede.
But you couldn't finish that, could you?
Well, not because of why you think. I couldn't finish it because it took too damn long to get to the point. So an hour in, I'm like, they're still not sewn up together. I've lost my interest. I'm out. So I quit watching that. I watched Johnny Darko, Pet Sematary, Carrie. I'm going to rewatch Pet Sematary tonight because I didn't get to finish it. So I'm super excited about that.
See, I wanted to see Carrie, but I wanted to see the remake and I still haven't done it.
You've had a really long time to do that.
I have. I've had a lot of time to do a lot of things. It's not, I guess, a high place on my priority list.
It's okay. You have stuff to do. You have a family you're taking care of and stuff. So I had a Halloween party this weekend, or I went to a Halloween party. It wasn't mine, but my friends throw a Halloween party every year. And this year we decided to play a trick on them and make it a theme party.
So I love this idea.
They went as Hugh Hefner, not zombie Hugh Hefner. That's what I wanted. I wanted zombie Hugh Hefner and his Playboy bunny pissed off wife, who was only left $5 million. My girlfriend did go as that. But then some friends told everybody else to come as rabbits and bunnies.
And this is all behind their back.
Yeah. So everybody just starts showing up. And then everybody's in a rabbit or a bunny costume. And then like seven of us came out of the room all at once. They're like, oh, I get it. This was planned. This was obviously planned.
I love that.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. It was fun to be able to turn the tables on them. And it took the pressure off. I was struggling with coming up with something to wear this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bunny. Yeah, that's simple. But it's your interpretation of a bunny. So we had sexy bunnies. We had funny bunnies. I was more of a funny bunny. And then we had like Rabbit E. Lee statue. So it was kind of all over the place.
any form of bunny was acceptable.
Yeah. Whatever you want. And you did some Halloween partying this weekend too.
We did. It was so last minute. We didn't really have a sitter. And last minute, my mother-in-law said, well, you can just drop him off here for an hour or so. So we quickly dressed up and we used our Alice in Wonderland costumes that we used for my sister's 25th surprise birthday party. And it was fun, but we only stayed for an hour and a half. And then we headed home, picked up the kids, and we still got home early enough to watch movies. So, you know, we put the kids to bed and we got comfortable. My husband went to the movie. We single-handedly keep the family movie, I think it's called Family Videos or whatever. We keep it alive.
So hold on. So the first time Amy tells me this, you're talking about going to the video store. And I'm like, do you mean Redbox?
No.
No, you mean a legit video store.
Yeah.
Is open in your neighborhood.
Yes. And everyone in the office makes fun of me because there's Netflix, there's Amazon Prime, there's Redbox. There's so many different options to just way more easier, but it's literally like one block over from my house, this in-store family video movie place. So Josh went to go get a movie and he goes in. It's, you know, Halloween weekend, and he sees a sign that says $50 gift card for the best costume from this weekend until Halloween day. Mm-hmm. And we are such cheapos. We will find any way to get free money, free food. That sounds terrible.
But it's very true, though.
It is true.
And you find you are so proud to be able to brag about it. Like, it's not like you're a poor person clipping coupons. Not that poor people clip coupons or you're poor if you do it. Anyway, this isn't a diss on you. This is just talking about Amy.
Yeah.
But you brag on it. You're like, well, let me tell you about this deal that I found.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
So anyways, Josh saw the sign and he came home real quick. It's like 11:30 at night. They close at midnight. And Josh quickly puts his costume back on because we were already in comfy clothes, ready to veg out on the couch in front of the television. Puts his costume back on. He's the Mad Hatter, orange wig, eyebrows stick to his forehead. He goes back up there for this $50 gift card for the winner, and he read the sign wrong, and it was only a $10 gift card. We still don't know if he won. We'll find out by the end of today. But anyways, that's a lot of effort for just $10.
Well, we had a lot of people put up a lot of effort for our Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips costume contest, too.
Yes.
And we will be announcing those winners. We are still accepting submissions. So if anybody wants to send them in to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, we will be accepting those. But I'm pretty sure we already have figured out who the winner is going to be.
Yes. Yes. I'm very excited. We got some good ones.
Yeah. So we will be contacting people about that pretty soon. Well, Amy, I have some news that is super scary to me. Super duper scary. I came across this today. I'm legit freaking out about this. I don't know what to do. Okay, if you recall, we had a gas shortage or something like that, right?
When you were about to go on vacation.
So I was about to go visit a girlfriend who lived hours away. And we had this gas shortage and everybody was lined up at gas stations trying to get gas. And I thought, well, I'll get gas closer to my house. And then I get to my house and all the gas stations around me are closed. So I'm like, well, crap, I can't make this 9-hour drive and get stuck. Majority of this drive's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And then what happens if I do go and I get stuck and then my job's like, okay, jackwagon, like there was a gas shortage. Why did you leave town? And I'm like, I can't make it back to work, you know?
Oh, darn.
So that was just a big freak out that people say that they caused it themselves, that there really wasn't a gas shortage. But then once word got out, people started lining up at the gas stations and that caused a gas shortage and a rise in gas prices.
Yeah. What is this gas related?
It's not. It's something even more near and dear to me.
Oh, no.
I need gas.
Oh, my gosh. Is it cheese?
No.
Okay. Wine.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They are saying that there is going to be a wine shortage.
Why?
In Italy. Where I'm getting ready to go is one of the places that is responsible for this. I am so freaking mad right now.
Like right now it's happening?
Yeah. Well, they say this is from, I don't know, somewhere online, credible, CNN money. they said, blame it on the weather, but your favorite wine may soon get a tad bit pricier and harder to find. And this is because of freakish combination of extreme weather conditions, including frost, hail, and severe drought across Europe this year.
Wow.
They're calling this one of the smallest harvests, and the major wine producing countries such as Spain, Italy, and France, which yield over half of the world's wine, is predicted to reach historic lows in 2017 due to damaged grapes. So they're saying that there is about to be a wine shortage or a major rise in prices.
That's
which has me scared,
crazy.
A, for my daily life, and B, for my Italy life that's coming up here shortly, because we're going to take a short trip to Italy, but still, I plan on eating cheese, Italian food, and drinking wine the entire time.
Well, you're going to take extra money. I mean, you're not going to go without. That's for dang sure.
Italy is the world's largest wine producer, and it appears to have taken the biggest hit, with volume expected to be down at least 21%.
That's huge. Wow. Well,
so they're saying that this is likely going to affect 2018 and not the immediate, because there's enough stocked up for now. But still, if word gets out, aka if anybody listens to this podcast and we create panic, then people are going to go and they're going to buy all the wine. And then what am I going to do? Be sober? That's stupid.
I can't buy that in stock, though. Like, I don't go and buy multiple bottles of wine.
Well, I don't. I usually I let Jeremy buy all the alcohol because he buys the good stuff. If I'm buying something, I'll buy it while I'm at the grocery store and they're more limited. But then he'll go to the liquor store and he'll come home with all kind of cool beer, Belgian beer, and different kind of wines. And he buys pricier wine than I do. So if I let him buy it, he'll get the good stuff. I get good stuff. But I just buy strictly off of price and label. I don't do box. call me a snob. I have friends who will come over with box wine, and I'm like, what is wrong? How old are you? Why are you drinking box wine?
I don't think I've ever bought box wine. I buy cheap wine. The Lambrusco, the sweet stuff that you keep cold, it's a cold, sweet red wine, which I don't think is very common. It's so cheap. It's like $3 for like a, what are the double bottles? You know, the
two the big
bottles
ones?
In one. Yeah.
It's like $3 for that?
$3 or $5. Yeah, it's super cheap.
Ooh, I need to try that. Also, like two-buck chuck,
yes,
from Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
pretty good. No, I'm not a wine snob. Out of everything that I am, food snob, I'm not a wine snob. Like, red, bring me red, please.
That's so scary.
I know.
Are you proud of me that I nailed it on my second guess?
You did. I am very proud of you for that. Do you want to know your best wine pairings with your Halloween candy?
Yes. I need to know Reese's. Is that on the list?
Yes, Lambrusco. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
The sweet wine that goes well with peanut butter for the same reason that jelly does.
Oh my gosh. Look at that.
You're killing it today. Butterfinger, you can try a buttery Chardonnay. Candy corn. Who the crap eats candy corn?
I do.
You do?
I mean, we eat it every week, not just for Halloween, though. My dad buys it in bulk. He orders it online in bulk, and he has it every week for me and the kids.
So this is something on the reg. This isn't just special.
He's got a candy jar that he leaves on the counter, and it's always filled.
You know, it's basic.
What?
Eating candy corn every day of the year. You're so basic.
No.
But I'm awful for liking pumpkin spice because 'tis the season for the pumpkin spice.
I'm not like having candy corn coffee and candy corn underwear and candy corn this and that.
You said candy corn underwear.
I did. Well, I don't know why.
Okay, well, to go with your candy corn underwear, you can pop a bottle of champagne or Prosecco.
I don't know. How do you feel about champagne? Are you a champagne lover?
No, I'm not. I'll drink it in the mornings with mimosas.
Okay. I thought you meant like every morning.
I'll drink it in the morning with my coffee.
You mean brunch?
No, I will drink, only at brunch is the only time, which usually I'm more of a Bloody Mary person anyway.
Me too.
I'll have mimosas if everybody else is drinking them. But no, I'm not a champagne person. It has to be a special occasion.
Yeah.
I drank a lot of champagne the night that Jeremy and I got engaged. And I went for the cheap champagne, which was some pink cheapo champagne. And then once I told them we had gotten engaged, the bartender said, well, I have this expensive bottle open that somebody else had opened and only ordered one glass. So do you want some out of this too? And I just won't charge you for it. So I'm like, heck yeah.
Wow.
So I had cheap champagne, expensive champagne. We were at the Stanley Hotel, which is where The Shining was filmed. So I also had Red Rum beer and shots of Crown, and that's why I was throwing up on the mountain the next day. It was pretty awful.
Happy engagement.
I was the only one who was celebrating. Excuse me, we're about to get into something, but I do want to, I hope you don't mind. I'm taking off my costume.
I see that. I'm glad you have stuff underneath.
I went ahead and dressed just in case we do work out today. So I'm wearing athletic wear, but I still have my high heels on, so I look very confused right now and very warm.
Well, you lunge in the hallways in your heels. Maybe we should run on the treadmill in your heels.
Oh, my God. You were so cute today. So Amy's all dressed up as Audrey Hepburn. She looks freaking hot. She looks so great.
Whatever.
But we were going to the bathroom, and I'm in this big bunny suit. And I'm like, man, I don't feel like lunging. What about you? What did you tell me?
Well, I wanted to try what you do every single day.
Because Amy never wears heels.
Ever.
So you're like, well, I want to try lunging in heels to the bathroom. So we did.
I was falling all over the place.
I think you did a good job.
I nailed it after a few, but I was having problems.
So what is more appropriate to talk about on Halloween than what we expect at our funeral? Now, I know that we've done this before somewhat, but you blew my mind whenever you told me this the other day.
Yeah, so my husband, Josh, has a favorite song, Beastie Boys, Pass the Mic, and he wants it played, performed, correction, at his funeral. And I cannot put that on anyone else. Everyone's going to be in mourning. You can't ask someone to do something whenever they aren't expecting it. So, I mean, I guess I could plan it out now and like, hey, you got lots of time to get it figured out, but I just don't want to do that. So I'm planning on doing it myself, performing this song. I love karaoke, but I cannot do rap. It's too fast. It's just not my genre. So I've got plenty of time, hopefully, before I kicks the bucket.
And you're assuming he's going to go before you do.
True. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we need to write a will.
Maybe you need a backup. You need a backup performer just in case.
There's three people in the band, Beastie Boys. It's considered maybe a group. I don't know. So ideally, there'd be three people performing it, but I just can't ask anybody.
The whole family?
Well, you know, he has three brothers. So it'd be perfect. But I mean, what are the chances that they're all going to be making it?
Well, I wish I would have known this, Amy, because I would have invited all of them to come on the podcast today and perform it. But you told me you're going to do this at the funeral. And I'm like, you better start practicing, girl.
I know. Well, I've practiced for like 10 minutes so far. I've heard him sing this at karaoke, at family reunions, 100 times. I know this song, but I've never tried to do it myself.
So this is Josh's go-to.
This is his go-to.
And now you're going to perform it.
Terribly, I know.
Live. Right here, right now.
Yep, I'm going to do it.
Okay, so let me set the stage a little bit. Josh died. You're really sad. You're so sad. You're just crying and mourning and crying and wondering how your family's going to go on now.
Yeah, sad.
And everybody's there and you get up and take center stage. Do you want to make a dedication before you do this?
This is to Josh, also known as Mike D.
Or in your phone as
Lava.
No pressure, Amy. Josh is looking on above from heaven, judging you.
You can feel what I'm feeling, then it's a musical masterpiece. Hear what I'm dealing with, the minute's cool at least. That's running through my mind, comes through in my walk. True feelings are showing from the way that I talk. And this is me, y'all, NMC, y'all. My name is NCA, and I still knew what I please. And now I'd like to introduce, what's up? Mike D for a fistful of truth. The name is D, y'all, and I don't play. And I rock, fuck, party to the... I explode on sight. I'm like Jimmy Walker, and I'm dynamite. The mic to A-Rock. A-D-R-O-C-K in the face with the fast.
Okay, I'm going to let you quit embarrassing your husband at his own funeral right now.
It's so bad.
But that was pretty good for a good start. That was pretty good.
No, it's not. It's awful. I'm sorry, Josh. You know what? I am going to push it on someone else. I don't care.
Well, we do ask a lot from people whenever it comes to our funerals. You've said before that your mom is one of those that wants to be cremated and then put in the four corners of the earth.
Pretty much, yeah.
To which I say, screw that.
Yeah, that's
Don't be asking me to do stuff with your ashes after you're dead.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No. I like the idea of like a tree or something like that. My husband Jeremy has said if I go first, he might, how can I say this? Make love to my ashes.
Oh, no.
I don't know how else to say it.
What?
He might, you know.
What?
I love you. Well, I think he was just kidding. I don't think he's legit gonna do it. I appreciated it. What the bet? I'm looking my absolute worst right now, and you still want to do it?
As long as it's not as a disrespect, because you use the term make love, but I didn't know if maybe that was a substitute for something else.
No, I couldn't think of another word. But I have asked you to do something at my funeral.
Yeah, you want me to speak at your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not happening. You know, I'll do this for Josh, probably not really, but I say I'm going to do it. It was awful. You can tell. You heard it. So I'm not speaking at your funeral, especially from the heart, because I'll just be broken. Let's be honest.
Amy, we write our intros. You can write a little something and prepare it for my funeral.
I will rip it right off of Google is what I'll do. No. So I told you that I'm just going to play back some Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
We're going to do best of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Yeah.
And it'll be the first time that some people maybe friends and family have listened to it.
First time listener.
But I have my funeral song picked out. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not going to be performing at my own funeral.
Unless I play this back.
Maybe. Then I want to see how long it takes you to guess it.
Oh, gosh. What is love? I don't know.
You got it.
I took my love.
Oh, Dixie Chicks? Down.
Hell no.
Oh.
Stevie Nicks.
Ah. Is that an original?
Yes, which is mind-blowing. Hold on.
And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
I don't know the words. I also don't have them in front of me. What is love?
I love that.
Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
I'm surprised that you picked this version.
Well, me too, because I just found out like in the last couple of years that Stevie Nicks is the original one to do it, because I thought it was Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Well, didn't Dixie Chicks do it too?
Dixie okay. Chicks has covered it. Yeah.
See, I thought they were the originals and then Smashing Pumpkins covered theirs. But wow, Stevie Nicks, I had no idea until
yeah.
just now.
Yeah. So I thought that was really pretty. Amy, do you have anything special that you want at your funeral?
Gosh, I hate thinking about this kind of thing. I'm really thankful that my mom has planned out her whole funeral. It's just nice. You know, are you watching This Is Us?
I quit. I've made a couple of...
Well, then I won't say what I was going to say. Because there is a scene.
This season or last season?
Last season.
Okay, I watched last season.
Okay, with William's funeral and the kids planned it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it to be like a party. Like a celebration of life. Not just some mourning, sad black hole. I don't want that.
I want all of the above. I want people to have a good time and to remember me, but I still want some sadness too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to happen whether I say anything or not, but yeah, like my mom wants balloons and like dance music and
a performance by Amy.
No, gosh, I hope not. She does want a poem read. I probably won't read it, but I don't know.
Things that's like, sweet.
All her favorite things.
You know what I do hate? I hate whenever somebody opens it up so anybody can come up and talk at the funeral.
Oh, you need to get that stuff approved.
And then you feel obligated to.
Well, I don't.
Someone that was really close to me passed away last year, and I got up and spoke at his funeral, and he got a tattoo for me and him 1 year. And it really meant a lot to both of us. This was just a friend. Don't get me wrong. Somebody I looked at as a father. And so at his funeral, they opened it up so anybody can come up and speak. And so I wait a second. Nobody gets up. So I get up and I go to the front and I start talking. And
do you have anything planned or is it spilling out of your mouth?
Yeah, no. And I'm talking about the tattoo and how he got it in a time in my life whenever I really needed somebody and I really needed that father figure. And, how I was glad that I never made him mad because he has a tattoo that he had covered up from somebody else. And he had a tattoo of a friend and she made him mad. So he put a headstone.
Oh, yeah.
With RIP over it and covered it up with that gravestone.
Yikes.
Well, as I'm saying this.
No, she was there.
The woman stands up and she's like, hi, my name's so-and-so. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So of course I get nervous and I just keep on talking. And I apologize to her later. Like that wasn't anything against you.
Yeah.
I just know. You piss him off, he's done.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think we would probably get along pretty well.
That is how you live your life. But yeah, I felt pretty stupid. Everybody ended up laughing. Like, it was...
That's okay.
But yeah.
It wasn't malicious. It wasn't a funeral, but I went to a retirement party earlier this year. It was open to anyone, was available to come and talk, say whatever they wanted. And this guy goes up there. This person who retired, I've known him almost... my whole life since I was three years old. And this guy who I've never met before, if he's important, you'd think I would know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he goes up there and he starts telling this this article. He flat out gets his phone out and reads a 10-minute article about baseball. It was, I don't even know, Derek Jeter. And I don't know. I'm so mad right now. Like, you cannot be talking 10 minutes about Derek Jeter and baseball and how it relates to this man who's retiring. Like, who gave him the mic? I was so pissed. Oh.
Was there any sort of relevance?
No.
Did he get to the point?
Maybe it was important to him and that one person who was retiring, but that's not something that you need to say on stage to everyone for and take up 10 minutes of our time. That was just so rude.
That's like that one person at a work meeting that asks stupid questions and just keeps the meeting going on and on. And it's like, eye roll, shut up. We got to get out of here.
I mean, I wanted to honor the man for, you know, yay for retiring and getting some time of your own. But gosh, that was just not necessary.
You know what? I want my funeral to be that now. I want my funeral to be obnoxious. I want people to get up. Yeah. And just talk. Just keep on talking. I've already asked couple friends to speak at my funeral.
Oh, so I'm not the only one?
You're not the only one. You're still expected to and play best of.
Will you make that for me?
Yes.
Put that file together. All I have to do is push play.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you are there, you can shoot us a rating. That'd be nice. Don't forget to join us on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And everybody have a happy and safe Halloween.
Keep your hips loose and nips hip. Thank you for listening.
What the hell was that voice?
That was so bad.
What's your scariest noise you can make?
Scariest?
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Okay. Yeah.
Yay!
That outdid my scary voice for sure. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex.
Big no no!
Sex equals death. Okay, number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin, it's an extension of something. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
Get another beer, you want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back!